You're listening to SBS News.
The planet is battling drought, hotter temperatures, and big questions about how to feed the growing population. Young speakers at the Global Table Conference this week spoke about the need to act on the current climate emergency. The 68th US Secretary of State, John Kerry, also appeared at the three-day summit. He estimates the world's population will swell to 9 billion people over the next 35 years.
So we have to obviously start to produce more food. We have to do it in better ways. We have to produce foods that now can adapt to a changing planet. A lot of farmers are finding they can't grow things where they used to. A lot of crops that were once not susceptible to disease are now susceptible to it because the insects or whatever brings that disease doesn't die off because it doesn't get cold enough anymore.
Mr. Kerry says heat records are enough proof that global warming exists. He has urged everyone to take steps to address climate change and food wastage.
I mean, think of the food that comes to your plates in various restaurants and different places that you go that goes back. We waste a third of the food that we produce. We have to break this cycle.
The National Food Relief Organisation, Food Bank Australia, says food wastage is costing the economy billions of dollars. The chief executive, Brianna Casey, argues enough food is being made, but too much is being thrown out.
It is unfortunate that we have the sort of cosmetic standards that we do that see those products rejected in some way. And the good news for us is that organisations like Food Bank exist so that if a farmer unfortunately has to go through a process of having a product rejected, they do have an alternate avenue. The worst possible scenario would be to see that product end up in landfill.
A United Nations report published last month warned immediate action is needed to improve the sustainability of the global food system. It showed evidence that a plant-based diet can help to lower the carbon footprint. That food choice is something many animal activists are pushing for as they raise awareness about veganism. But there has been some concern about vegan protests blocking traffic and animal activists trespassing onto farms as part of their campaign to highlight poor practices. Some supporters of protesters have written to a parliamentary inquiry into activism about attempts to expose animal cruelty being silenced as the government tries to discourage unauthorised farm entry. Welfare groups are presenting at a parliamentary hearing in Melbourne this week as part of the inquiry. Victoria's Agriculture Minister Jacqueline Symes says the Global Table Summit is unrelated to the animal activism hearing.
But whether you want to eat meat 5 days a week or you want to eat a plant-based diet, I think we're absolutely privileged to have some of the best producers in the world right here in Victoria.
In the UK, the veganism trend is growing, according to Thea Brooke. She founded a high-end restaurant that creates plant-based foods for home delivery.
You've got sections to the vegan food market that are more about raw foods and health foods, and then there's a lot of vegan junk food that's coming onto the market, which people love.
Minister Symes says she wants consumers to understand the link between farming and food.
As the Minister for Agriculture, I support any industry that grows their food here in Victoria, whether it's the horticultural industry or the livestock industry. And that's what's fantastic about Victoria's reputation as a green and clean food producer.
The Global Table event continues until Friday, September the 6th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.